1620-94.5 WTAW. This podcast includes comments from the November 8th, 2023 Texas A&M System Board of Regents Building Committee meeting. The Regents the following day approved two building renovation projects, one a nearly $9 million renovation of the Memorial Student Center Annex on the A&M campus. Here's more information from the A&M Systems Chief Facilities Officer, Brett McCauley.
Your approval is requested to amend the fiscal 24-28 system capital plan and add the Memorial Student Center Annex renovation project for Texas A&M University System at a budget of $8,870,000. This project is to take care of deferred maintenance and utility upgrades, code upgrades, for a spot within the annex has not been touched since 1974. Funding source, permanent university funds. Scope includes asbestos abatement, electrical, lighting upgrades, audiovisual upgrades, plumbing, renovation of the catering kitchen, restroom, and HVAC upgrades. So this location inside the Memorial Student Center. Construction is scheduled to begin in February of 24 and be complete by August of 24.
Board of Regents also approved a nearly $7 million renovation of the first two floors at Dunn Residence Hall. Here's background information from the building committee meeting from Texas A&M's Chief Financial Officer, John Crawford.
Committee approval is requested for construction of the interior renovation Dunn Hall Phase 2 project at Texas A&M University at a budget of $6,947,609. The funding source for the project is cash set aside in ResLife's renewal and replacement account. The interior finishes renovations Dunn Hall project was included as an approved project on the FY24-FY28 capital plan approved by the board at the August meeting. The project is replacing and or repairing existing dorm room and restroom finishes and fixtures that are at the end of their life. This should remove about $650,000 in interior deferred maintenance, but there's no real significant upgrades or changes to mechanical systems as part of this. So the project is located as part of the commons area. It's located on Lubbock Street, just west of the Commons Dining Hall. And again, the project will address a range of room and common area finishes, as well as Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation accessibility requirements. It will include a total renovation of about 53,000 gross square feet, primarily on the first and second floors. Construction on the project is scheduled to begin in December of 23, with substantial completion currently scheduled for July 2024.
This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.